Gwinnett County currently has metal detectors and police officers in its Justice and Administration Center. It also has varying degrees of security at a number of the more than 100 other county buildings. But as a result of the newly signed gun bill, County Spokesman Joe Sorensen says it plans to examine whether the county should add or change security measures at a number of facilities.
And at this point right now, I think the focus is going to be the buildings that typically have public access.
And Sorensen says cost is one of the factors the county will examine as it makes its decision. That's one of the reasons Bartow County is not planning to add officers or metal detectors to many of its government buildings. Peter Olson is the county administrator for Bartow.
Our main courthouse already has armed deputies and metal detectors, so the guns will continue not to be allowed within the main courthouse. In our few outlying departmental buildings, it would be cost prohibitive to add full-time screening and metal detectors.
Olson says adding a police officer to each non-secured government building would cost at least $40,000 to $50,000 per building. That expense is one of several reasons why the Georgia Municipal Association opposed the bill prior to its passage. Amy Henderson is a spokesperson for the association.
Our concern was the cost that this puts on city governments as far as putting in security measures at all the different city facilities. And the other one is that it does leave cities open to lawsuits.
But Jerry Henry with GeorgiaCarry.org says the new law is needed to make unsecured government buildings safer.
Criminals do not abide by the law, and you're just as apt to be accosted in a government building as anywhere else.
The Georgia Municipal Association says it's now focusing on educating cities about the new law, which takes effect July 1st. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.